Start your day, the Torah way, Rabbi Baruch Adonah.
Ready?
Yep.
Shia today is the Eli Nishbas, my mother, Rabbi Sadduna, Yitzhak Bas, Rabbi Zev, whose yahrzeit is today, and seeing Shia and her, and her the, she has been her source, praise Hashem. There was a godlin who lived in Borough Park. I remember him. Perhaps some of you have heard of him, some of you may not have heard of him. He was called a Moshe Bick. A god, Adi. I remember going into him with shyness, very sharp. And somebody once went about a boss in Borough Park, went to see him, and went with his son, for Rabbi Moshe Bick, and asked him shailas. And he came into Rabbi Moshe Bick, he opened a bag, and Rabbi Moshe Bick asked, what you got in your bag there? What you bringing me here? What are you bringing me? Sorry, game, you just learned. What are you bringing him? So he said, bring here a pair of tefillin. A pair of tefillin? What's that tefillin you bring me? So he said, I've got the tefillin of the Kotzker, perhaps Moshe Bick, you want to put them on. The skula of putting on such heiligas tefillin, Moshe Bick jumped from his chair. He said, Vos, ich soll legen, I should go along put in such a heiliger tefillin. Who am I to go along with such a precious tefillin to go along and go along and just profane it to move it if I put it on? No, no way. The man was there with his son, and as the son was going out, the son was turned a bit white, and the father said, what's the matter? So he said, Daddy, well, I saw just now from Moshe Bick. It disturbs me. What's the matter? He said, I knew you had these tefillin lying there, and when Daddy was out, me and my friend used to play shuls, and put on and off and on and off and play without any. And I didn't realize how precious it is to go along, but that's a tefillin. Psh! And he was starting to cry. If only I would know how precious it is, I would not put it on. We've got something which is coming, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow night, for a whole day, for 24 hours. Something very precious, which we don't realize is precious. Perhaps I just want to say a few chazal, a few illustrations. It's so precious. If we would realize how precious it is, we would treat it completely different. Every Yom Tov has got its symbol. Pesach with the Matzah, and Shavuos with the Torah, and Sukkos with Arba Minim, Shofar and Rosh Hashanah. Yom Kippur was designated and given away for tefillin and Teshuvah. Tefillah is very, very precious. The Gemara says, the Gemara says, Tefillah shel Adam oimer b'rumi shel olam. If a person really realizes how what tefillah is, it's something which is very, very chashuv. B'rumi shel olam. The Adam mezalzel by tamid. And unfortunately, we're all mezalzel and we don't realize that the. I got one in this station before we go into it, to show somebody understood the chashivas of tefillah. You all remember there was a godlin who came to Manchester, what's called Rav Aaron Leib Tashayman. If you remember him, you don't remember Rav Aaron Leib. He came to Manchester, and he traveled around Europe on a private plane. And when he was traveling on the private plane, the one who would donate the private plane was something called Mr. Glick. Somebody Glick from Monsey, a famous philanthropist. He took a Baron Leib from one place. It cost him tens and tens of thousands of pounds, more than £100,000, this trip. On one of the trips between the European countries, and I don't know which one, Glick came up, they had a minion on the plane, and Mr. Glick came over to sit next to Baron Leib, who had his Gemara there, and he said, Baron Leib, Esha, you need something, I can help you something. So he said, yeah. So he said, it's time for mincha. Dav dam mincha. No problem. He said, we've got a minyan on the plane. We're going to make a minyan for mincha in a minute. It's not easy jet. It's a bad plane. We can make it without any problem, any comfort. No. So, I can't dam mincha on the plane. What's the matter? Mincha needs kavana. I can't be chavan properly. What do you want me to do? So he said, do you want me to go along and should I land somewhere in the nearest thing? Rabbi didn't say no. And he said, no problem. We'll land the plane. And they land the plane, and Rabbi Leib dav mincha, and they went off again. You look at me, what a baisa. If you think of this baisa, pshat is, Rabbi Leib wasn't a spiel. He understood the power of a tefillah. And I'm going to show you a few cases where if you haven't got the full kavana, perhaps we miss and won't get the koyach that tefillah has. We see from Yaakov Avinu said to his son Yosef, I want to give you extra presents. What present did he give him extra? Shechem. Shechem echad al bim. Shelokachti b'chal b'kashti. I conquered Shechem, this town of Shechem, says the Targum, how do you conquer it? He conquered it with tefillah. So the Biskirov all say that the Targums come to say that we should know that like a war with Chabi Kashti has power. If we were to realize what our tefillah can do, it can go along and pierce and do something just with tefillah. We can do exactly the same and conquer and get what we need. The Chazal say, you don't know Chazal. We see Chazal that Rishvach made the bria 6 days. Everything was ready. Everything was there. The trees were there, the water was there, the sun was there, everything was there, everything was shining, everything was there already. All beautiful. What happened? But why are the fruit not coming up the tree? There's no fruit coming up the tree. There's water there, everything's there. No. But there's something which gives got a big power. Power which goes to go along and make things grow. And that is the Odom Adayim. So it's actually the person up there to daven. And Mishpach will go along and give us and make things and make a prayer. If we daven, we can get everything we want. It's got power, it gives warmth, it gives everything you want. The tefillah has got power. It's got the power of a tefillah. Reb Aaron Kotler writes down in Sefer, how beautifully says, in this world we've got many things which got power. Many things. The sun's got a lot of power. But one of the most powerful things we don't realize is a wind. Ruach. It's got a fantastic ruach's got the wind. We see what's going today in the world with winds. And go along with these hurricanes. Go along and make floods, make everything, but destroy. People are killed. With just the wind. Says Reb Aaron, it's a moment, it's ruach. We've also got ruach, ruchnius. We got tefillah. If we would realize that God, like I told you about Leib, if we would realize that what that tefillah is, we'll daven completely different. That we'll everything we all need, we're all here. Every one of us got our pekel. We come to Yom Kippur with our pekel. We got 24 hours of davening. Nobody takes the other's pekel. Each one's got their pekel, which is going on. Each one's got dol shidduchim, dol with illnesses. Door with panosa, getting on a neighbor. I didn't get back. Somebody just told me they applied so many times for have extension made for already a half a year. They're not getting it. It needs. It's got a huge family. Each one's got a little peckle. They're going to peckle. Do you know what that is? There's one little thing called tefillah. Tefillah has got a power to go along and give what you need, whatever you need. A tefillah can do. I want to say one thing. A girl told me, yeah, tefillah is very important, but I don't understand the tefillah. I'm coming to Yom Kippur, we're going to dump 24 hours, and half the stuff I don't understand. I don't understand. I've got kavana, I don't understand it. What's it worth? So I once heard, this Sushel, in London, you all know there's something called the Parliament. There's a House of Parliament. The House of Parliament consists of two houses. The House of Commons, the House of Lords. Yeah? Who sits in there and how they sit in there, we won't go into detail. But they go along, and they sit there. How they sit there? Sit there like a place of sort. And they go, supposed to be the pinnacle place of thing. Do you know that the two houses never meet? There's no actus between the two houses. Never meet. Once a year, they meet. Once a meet. The Prime Minister is not allowed to go into the House of Lords. He's banned, he's not allowed to go. That's how it is. Who made a law based Christ? Once a year, they go. When they go. For the Queen's speech, they go. I've been there when I was in the Senatorial. I went through, we talked about things. And you go between the House of Commons and the House of Lords. There's a long corridor. And the guy told us over there, see this corridor? This is the corridor that all the Prime Minister and the opposition and his ministers all walk along this corridor to go to the door of the House of Lords when the Queen says a speech. Very nice. Oh. Now, in front of these people, there's somebody walks there in front of them. And it's called the Black Rod. And the Black Rod, he's got a come dog, he's got a don't mind me using your umbrella, don't worry. And this black rod, he walks in front. I've seen a picture, and he walks in front like this with a big black rod, you know, with his shaitel or whatever he's got, not, and he walks in. And he comes to the door, and the door of the House of Lords, the House of Lords is locked, it's shut. On the door, you go there, all of you can go there, you have a look. On the door, there's a patch. He takes this rod, and he bangs three times. Big bang here, big bang. He takes out a piece of paper, and he reads something, a whole sentence. The sentence is in Latin. In Latin. Somebody once asked him, and then what happens? Then, when he finished that, then from the House of Lords, the speaker opens the house, opens the door, and they stand there and the Queen says speech. Somebody once asked the Black Rod, tell me, what are you saying there? What is that sentence you're saying there? He said a myriadic answer. Can we answer? I've got no idea what I'm saying. But one thing I do know, when I say it, the door opens. When I say it, the door opens. That is Tefillah. We've got as the Bishop Simpson says before, and the Bishop said that Tefillah, with the Anshe Nesach Gedolim made, we got from here for David HaMelech, it's got power, it's got koyach, and that koyach can open all doors in Shemayim to go along and give us what we need. I do understand. I've got kavana, but I don't understand it. I don't understand. So what? I'm using a powerful thing. You think everybody shoots the gun and all these rockets that are going on. They know exactly how it works and everything. They know you press a button and it goes. How the mechanism? Well, the same thing over here. We have to know if I daven the kavoda and I want it to go to Shemaim, it's got powerful and go along and do something. And go along and two eif moedik in Shemaim. I once heard from Rav Pinkus, Shmuel Pinkus Zecher Tzadik Livracha, he said, if some of you heard it, he said, you know, we all need help. And somebody once came to me for help. She's married for 15 years, and he is married 15 years and has no children. No children, Chabonistan. And came to my house and crying. So Shmuel Pinkus asked, what do you want me to do? What should I do? Yeah, but you can daven. You can start. No. Meet me tonight at so-and-so place in an open park. I want to see you there. Comes there at the open park. And they go along and then said, now you go to that tree. And I'll go to this tree. And we're going daven. After 10 minutes, the first person that finishes tilling. Said, Pinkus, you're wasting your time. That's not called davening. Go back and daven from the heart. Went back, and the person stood right there, three-quarters of an hour, crying away. He came back to Pinkus, and said to Pinkus, I'm telling you now, within a year, you're going to have a baby. How do you know? You use the koyach of Tefillah, which comes from the heart, and use the Rebbeinu Shlomo, the Rebbeinu Shlomo must go along and answer you. A year later, they had a baby. Said to Pinkus, He said, hold on, my son, I need to hold my son alone. But he said that maybe we should know, it's no good always running. We all run to a God. Lavari wants a God for brachas. We have to read that Akash Baruch wants ours for them. The person who's got the problem, that their problem is more than anything else. It's more their tefillah than anything else. Where did you learn it from? From Yishmael. Yishmael was not well, and Hagar, and both of them davened, and said, Vayishma Hashem al kol hanah. It says Rashi reads over there, that your tefillah has a power. Even Yishmael, who's the biggest anti-Semite, the biggest problem, as Rashi brings down, the head of the elder Arabs, the biggest Arafat. No. Your tefillah is going to go along. In fact, I always say, where do we learn the handled kailas on where from? From the mother of Sisera. Sisera, who wanted to wipe out Klal Yisrael, who won every war, came to wipe out. And because she cried at the window, because her son didn't come back on time, it's going on. They want to have a little fresh mask. She cried 100 tears. Those 100 tears we have to counteract with our tefillah. Tears which come from the heart, from the person who's suffering, that has a power and a Rebbeinu Shel Olam answer. If we give it over here, it comes over here to Yom Tov Beis Hashem. As I said, Yom Kippur is the Yom Tov, the symbol is 24 hours tefillah. Rebbeinu Shel Olam gave us something, such a power. If we use it the right way, you go along. We all got shtiklach and peklach, and we're coming to Rebbeinu Shel Olam to go along which we need. If we go along and use it the right way, Akash Baruch will go along and etc. send answers. That is the first thing, the first point. But I want to say another point. The point is that we have a powerful kayach over here. We all need help. We're going through a terrible time. Difficult time. The world's going through, we all think it's finished and everything's okay and Baruch Shem and traveling and this. It's a chesed v'ni and the nochabal and nochabal. Where's it coming from? It's coming from nothing. And all Baruch Shem, the goyim are seeing the Rebbeinu Shel Olam all of a sudden. They said it's above all our means. We can't do anything about it. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is sending us, and we all believe the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is sending us a message. And the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, what he wants? He wants tefillah. He wants Akash Baruch. There's only one thing to go along. It's abstract. An abstract will go and get rid of it. It's Smidah Keneged Midah. The abstract, the Koyach of Tefillah, that will go along. We see all over. Rabbi Kveger writes that Tefillah is the only thing to take a Magefa. We go along, and when we say to go along, Havei B'Sheinu and Magefa Malenu, we should all be able to have it. Get this Magefa right away. If we go along, it's Negev to me. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam will certainly help. But the Tefillah has another Koyach. This I want to come on to. Tefillah has another koyach which we don't realize. The Shaila is as I. The Gemara says, if Adam to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and it didn't help. The Gemara says, Im roya Adam shis pal v'lo yinena. Adam, this morning Adam, I've got a big problem, and it didn't help. I didn't, really, a whole week, nothing else. Says Gemara, what should I do? Yachsev yispal. Shnema, kavel Hashem, chazak v'meis tebecha, v'kavel Hashem. Do it again. So I saw the Bar Musa will ask a quick question. Listen, alright, some people can't hear very well. Right, perhaps they didn't hear the first time. But Akash Baruch heard the first time. What do you mean? Akash Baruch, I asked him, Akash Baruch, please help. Try again. But Akash Baruch heard. Akash Baruch, if you wanted, wouldn't have done it. Why go along and daven again? So that's what the Baal Musa asked, all speak about this question. Why daven again? So that's all my de Gezach. You see, Moshe Rabbeinu is our image, and Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who came to go to Yisrael, 115 tefillahs. Why daven again? By the Egel, he was 40 days in Shemaim. Now what was he doing in Shemaim? Eating, had a Suda, he didn't eat at all. What was he doing in Shemaim? Said the Medrash. He was busy 40 days asking Shmok, please, please, please. But Shmok heard the first time. So I saw, why did he get Medrash? Why did he come 40 times? He knew that's the first time Shmok heard. And the Medrash says, because of that, he done so many times, he got higher and higher and higher, higher Madrega, and because of that, he was Zoicha to ponim el ponim to speak to Shmok. That's where he got Koyach. Tefillah When we daven something, and we daven properly, there's a tefillah's moedik. It lifts us up. We're a different person. I don't know about you. I don't know about me. I just say it's a personal thing. I come back if my Yom Kippur was good, if I done good, and I finished the Ila, and I finished Maariv, and I come home, and I feel I'm a good gedavent, you feel a different madriga. You feel a different person. You're more careful in what you talk. Not because just because you said it all the allocates. You're more careful. The tefillah lifts us, and we're a different person. If we want to go up in life and become a different person in life, there's one thing. Tefillah changes a person. It transforms a person into where we say Kedusha, anything Kedusha, we say Kodesh, 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 lift our feet up. You know why? Because we're davening now, we're going higher, higher, higher. We're going further and further. If you go along and we daven properly with Kavana, that's the greatest thing to go along. So we go, and David HaMelech says, what was David HaMelech? Most of his life, he was busy in the fields. If you ask, you know, on the holidays, you know, go sometimes to the field, see the farmers there with all the sheep. So I said it to the children a few years ago. I said, and you see that? That's how David HaMelech was, you know, sitting with the sheep, with a stick, sitting there. Sitting with the sheep, with the stick, with the thing. That's David HaMelech. And David HaMelech says, do you know where I came, David HaMelech? How did he come, David HaMelech? Vani Svilosi. Through this tefillah, these tilim that I said all the time, that made me into David HaMelech. It transformed me into a different person. When I daven something, says Vani Svilosi, I became David HaMelech from that. Like Moshe Rabbeinu. He became Moshe Rabbeinu. He wasn't born Moshe Rabbeinu. He came Moshe Rabbeinu, and it's put him upon him by davening and davening and davening. Kavod Hashem, Chazak Levecha, Kavod Hashem. So I made a cheshbon. I don't know how many times we say Hashem Hashem over Yom Kippur. So I made it come out 1,000 times. Or 800 times. But Baruch Hashem heard Hashem Hashem. He heard it. What do you forget for? What about? The answer is, when we go and say it again and again, I'm changing myself. I'm becoming a completely different person. I saw a moment ago, I said to somebody who was with Spor, Avraham Avinu had no children for 100 years. Sarah, 99 years. You'll be hoping, huh? Yeah, I'm talking about the for 100 years. And Sarah, 90 years. That means Klal Yisrael had to wait 100 years to be born. There was a delay of 100 years in manufacturing Klal Yisrael, bringing the tachlis of the world. He delayed it for 100 years. So I saw one of the Farshim, but beautiful. I saw it from a Victor Miller. I'm not sure where I saw it. A Meir Dikizach. See, he says, no. Miss Akash Baruch Hu, Miss Avad, the Tfilah Shal Tzadikim. Akash Baruch wants our Tfilah. I don't already. I don't. No. Akash Baruch was helping us. When he answers us, when we don't get the answer, and we have done it again, Alex Baruch, there's a tachlis in it. Kodesh Baruch is trying to build us up, make us a better person, and then I'll give you. You'll get a different kind of child. If I were to give him the child beforehand, he wouldn't have been the same Yitzchak. Alex Baruch goes along with his avod to finish the tzaddikim. Alex Baruch goes and does it in order to go along and build the person up. Moshe Tikzach, Klal Yisrael delayed for 100 years. In other words, sometimes we don't get answered. And although we say, Hashem Mashiach Melech Anein V'yom Kineinu, Akashbach answers us on today. I'm today for Shirach, and today it's answered. Not true. I didn't get it. So I saw Victor Miller writes down someone, one of his followers writes down, it's 100% true. You ask the Akashbach, Hashem Mashiach Melech Anein V'yom Kineinu for Shirach, Akashbach took your Twitter, wrote an answer, put it in the letterbox. We have first class posts and second class posts. I don't care about posts. I'm going to do a post. That post is a slow post. It's not going to arrive yet. And Ishbarak says, I need your Twitter first. It's only coming a bit later. Hashem Hashir, he answers you straight away. Don't think Ishbarak didn't listen. And Ishbarak heard the Twitter. Oh, but Ishbarak waits for the. Next door in London, in our shul, there was a guy who lived next door. So I'd asked a guy, don't think it is. And I said, okay. One day, the guy was standing outside, coming out of shul, and the guy says to his daughter, the guy says, look at these Jews, they've just prayed this morning, they're back here this afternoon, all day long they're praying. What are they praying about? What have they got so much to pray about? And he said, didn't God hear the first time? Those words. Those are the doubts. The Baal Shem hears the first time. And sometimes, if I'll be talking, we say, I daven so much for our need. And it's not coming. I haven't got it. The answer is, don't worry. The Baal Shem knows what he's doing. The Baal Shem heard the first time. He wants to, he's helping you. He knows that by not giving you what you want, you're going to daven more. And by davening more, you're going to become a better person, more nizzer in things. You're going to make more undertakings to yourself in order to go along for Kishbach, who's giving you. That's what Kishbach wants. All right, I have to leave all the rest alone. Kishbach should help me, Hashem. We should all be recover ourselves to realize what the Kreach HaTefillah is. Take with it. There's a powerful Tefillah. And Baruch Hashem should go along. And we should be uplifted in Tefillah. We should all come home after Hashem and Hakim. We should feel much uplifted person. And Kishbach should give us all our desires.
Amen. Okay.